information.
Yes, what's your point of information?
I don't quite understand what the motion is. Are we suggesting that the people who are looking for this recall don't know how to do it, or what? What is it?
No. I mean, they've done what they need to do. The rest of the ball is in the court of the foundation to carry out its task in following the Bible.
All right.
I want to speak to this. As I understand it, basically what we have here is, again, a faction fight, and the faction that is charged with implementing the bylaws doesn't want to do it, I gather. Is that correct, Joe?
That would be my sense of it.
In any case, officers of the LSB who are charged with aren't doing it, and so PNB is basically being asked to this issue, to take charge of it, to make sure something happens.
Chair, you raise a very important point. Take charge of it. I'm concerned about facilitating something that might not be. I don't know the situation, but I think we should ask the PNB to take charge and facilitate a process only if all the criteria is met.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
I'm as confused about this issue as others seem to be on the previous issue. I do not know what the issue is. I am looking at number 3 in the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Yeah, Ted, I told you we reordered them when we began the meeting.
Okay, what is the original number, and can this be read? Because I'm not following it.
Right.
Governor, Joe.
I'll read it. The Governance Committee requests that the PNB facilitate handling the recall petition, and let me add something to that, from the staff organization at KPFA, is that correct?
Say it again?
Who is the recall petition from?
What the bylaws ask is that the petition should be signed by at least 2% of the appropriate class of members, which in this case would be the staff. The members of the staff who vote in the election. So pursuant to that, a petition, which you should have in your mailboxes, has been signed by at least 2% of the members of that class, and you can see that. And associated with that are the petition itself, which lays out the bill of particulars as to why those members of staff feel that they want to move forward with this process.
But where is it coming from? Which station?
KPSA.
Okay. I understand now.
Ed, do you want further clarification?
Yeah. What number is this?
Ed, please. It's number 3 of the revised agenda, and it's what it says. The Governance Committee requests that the PNB facilitate handling the recall petition on the staff at KPFA.
It's just an addition, isn't it?
It's an addition that was made today. That's right.
That's right.
Well, I had the agenda that was sent out as a...
Stop it. I just told you when it was done, and that's all there is to it. And you just heard what the resolution is.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
Could whoever is speaking rather abusively refrain?
That's me. Sorry.
Could you please refrain from speaking to the members in that tone or in that manner?
Yes, I'll do my best.
There's nothing wrong with the chair being emphatic, and I want that to be clear.
We like babies, aren't we?
That's right. We can't have adult conversations where people get passionate.
Please, this is all out of order.
Excuse me, point of order. I wasn't speaking of passion. I was speaking of abuses.
There's not abuse.
And that's even worse. There's no abuse there.
May the chair please bring the meeting to order.
Please. What's on the floor is this motion, not my response to Ted. Is there any further discussion on this motion? Hearing none, we'll go to a vote on the motion. So again, I'll read it. The Governance Committee requests that the PNB facilitate handling the recall petition from the staff at KPFA. Joe.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Wait a second, George, because the point of the mission, I am totally confused. I'm not confused in the sense that.
George, the vote is started, Mr. Chair.
So one more time for Neil, what's your point of information?
Okay. Well, first of all, I was going to ask you to ask Joe a couple of questions, but you know, there's so much cackling going on here, I can't even.
Okay.
Wait, really?
So in the middle of the vote, Mr. Chair, the vote is supposed to proceed.
I'm sorry, Nita. I asked if anybody had any objection to going a vote, and nobody said anything. So I'm going to.
Is somebody on speakerphone?
I am. Joe, you voted yes. Sean?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Sean, the train's not here. George, yes. Ed?
Abstain.
Wesley?
Yes.
Lizette?
Yes.
Nia?
No.
Vajra?
Abstain.
Okay, so it passes with 6 yes, 2 abstentions, and 1 vote no. Okay, the next item on the agenda really is the motion that I put forth.
Just tell your timer what time you want on this thing.
5 minutes for this.
5 minutes, sir, did you say?
Yes.
Thank you.
And which number
I'm going to go back on the regular phone. Just a minute.
Okay, is that any better?
Very much better, George. Thank you.
Okay, all right. It took me about 2.5 to 3 weeks to actually get the names and contact information for you all, because there's no procedure for doing it. And I don't have all the LSB chairs' emails, and it isn't possible to send messages to some LSB's lists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this was not just for me. This was something that happened to everybody who had to put together one of these committees. And since, you know, 2 of the 3 members from each board are LSB members, not PNB members, we don't have direct, the PNB members don't have direct access. So this would simply charge the chair of getting the information to the secretary of the PNB within 2 days of the conclusion of the January PNB meeting, so we wouldn't have 2, 3, 4 weeks of delay just trying to put a committee together after we've elected them all. So that's the motion. Is there anyone who wants to speak to it?
This is me. I'm trying to, can you hear me? Let me just get in.
I can, yes. Did you want to speak to the issue?
Are you recognizing me?
Yes.
Are
you on speakerphone, Nia?
Well, I was doing okay so far.
Yeah, please continue with me. I can hear you just fine. I think everyone else can, too.
Just to say, I am fine with this up to a certain point, because I, too, have had the same in terms of getting the names. But the thing is, George, is that keep in mind that you say here within 2 days of the conclusion of the January PNB meeting,
yeah.
The LSBs usually don't have their meeting before that meeting, so it's impossible to do that. So I would like to make a friendly amendment that would say LSB chairs will be responsible for getting the name and contact information of everyone on the PNB committee for their LSB to the secretary of the PNB within 2 days after local board meeting that follows the PNB January meeting. This reminder will be sent by the PNB secretary to local board chairs by December 28th of each year. And that's my friendly amendment.
Anyone want to speak to Nia's amendment?
Do you accept it as friendly?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we actually had we're electing our PNB reps before the January meeting at exactly a delegates meeting, but it's easy enough to convert that into an LSB meeting. And so we at KPFT did it at the same time. So going into the January meeting, we knew who the people were going to be on the committees. I'm gathering that that's not the general practice. Is that correct? And that's a question for basically all four of the rest of you.
Nia,
yes.
Nobody wants to speak?
Nia, is that not the case at BAI?
It's not the case at all, just about all the other stations that I know. Most stations from being around here for a while, they have their meetings in January after the in-person meeting, and that's precisely why we're having this problem. Most LSBs don't do that, so I think it's sort of reasonable to at least give them an opportunity to see what goes on at the PNB level, and then say, you know, to give us this information within the 2 days after the local board meeting that follows the PNB January meeting.
Is there any possibility that that would be months later? Or a month later?
I could go back to the KPFTX calendar to see when people had their meeting, if you would like me to do that. Or you call us up.
That's all right. I mean, I know the KPFA is meeting, what, every 2 months? Is that correct?
That's right.
So this could, in fact, be 2 months later.
Chair.
Yeah, Lizette, go ahead. You're on the stack.
Here again, we seem to be bending rules for people to develop bad habits. The bylaws are very clear, and even if an LSB decides to have their meetings every 2 months, they should have that particular meeting to facilitate the process of electing their reps in compliance with the bylaws. And to move the date to suit LSBs, to me, it's not right. It's just not right. In our case at PFW, I don't even believe that we've done that. And we're now in May, nearly.
That's true.
A point of order, George?
Yes.
No one is bending the bylaws because the bylaws do not state when the meeting is supposed to happen. So there can't be any bending because there is no rule.
There's no rule about what? Chair?
Well, Nia is saying, and I don't know myself, actually, whether there's any rule that the LSB members to the PNB committees should be elected at the meeting before the January meeting. We've been doing it. I assumed it was in the bylaws, but I don't really know.
When do we, Chair, a point of information, when should we have the reps to seat them at the PNB?
That's in the January meeting.
Exactly. And I have known at PFW when things were better, we did both at the same time. So to me, if you're seating the PNB reps, you would seat the committee reps at the same time.
Right. So I hear you speaking against the amendment.
Mr. Chair,
what's that?
A minute and a half past time.
Okay.
Can I just make something clear, please, George, to Lizette, because maybe I wasn't clear.
We really need a motion to extend.
Just 20 seconds. Lizette, I think, is considering the directors with the LSB delegates that are chosen to be on the committees. That's not what this motion that George is talking about. That's not what that's referring to. George is talking about the LSB members who are going to be committee members.
I know exactly what he's talking about, and I'm saying if we convene as delegates to seat the members, we just go into the as an LSB and seat the reps to the board at the same time, the same evening.
Okay, we're out of time on this. I'm going to take a vote on Nia's amendment. Nia, would you read it again?
Okay, wait a second. I was at KPFTX.
Point of information.
Yes.
I have another amendment. I'm wondering if we can extend time so I can put forth this, I hope, friendly amendment.
You can move to extend time. However, we're running up against the time I set for having a discussion about what we're going to forward to the PNB. So we're going to have to move to extend the time of the meeting beyond 10 o'clock if we're going to do that.
I would recommend that we consider that.
What time are you suggesting?
10:15. Another 25 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending the meeting to 10:15?
Yes, extremely.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go to a vote on that.
I withdraw it. George, I'll just talk to you about this off
okay,
the
fine.
Call.
So, okay,
I don't withdraw it. I would move it. Move it to the vote.
Are we going to move? Yeah, thank you. You made it clear. Thank you.
It's a property of the body anyway, so you can't just take it away. Let's see. So, Joe, extend till 10:15. Yes or no?
Pass.
Sean.
In honor of all my East Coast friends, pass.
let's see. Sean. Chris.
I don't know. Pass.
Sherna. Sorry. George. I vote yes. Ted.
Pass.
Wesley. Wesley. Suzette.
Yes.
I pass.
Nia.
No.
Vajra.
No.
Let's see. Joe, did you pass?
Yes, I passed. I'll vote yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Chris.
Pass. Yeah.
You can't do that. Yes or no?
Yes, I can. Hey.
God.
Was that a yes or a no?
That's an abstain.
It's an abstain. Okay. Ted.
Yes. Reluctantly.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Wesley. Wesley.
Yes.
Is that a vote? Yes. Was that a vote for yes, Wesley?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so I get 6-2. That's more than 2/3, so it passes. So we'll go to 10:15.
Good night, y'all.
Good night,
this is Vajra. I cannot do this.
I appreciate that.
I'm sure you do. Good night.
Good night.
All right. George, I had a hopefully another friendly amendment.
Well, we just moved to extend the time of the meeting. You want to move to extend time on this particular motion?
Yes.
For how long?
2 minutes, if I have the right to put forth my friendly amendment.
Any objection to extending for, let's make it 5 minutes. There'll surely be some discussion on it. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none.
The 5 minutes starts now.
Hearing none, go ahead.
My point is that there are times that during the year when people will drop off committees, and there needs to be a clause in here that says that when someone drops off and they are replaced, that quickly that new information is given to the people on the committees. How you want to craft that, I don't know, but this doesn't address that.
Let me say that it's not actually necessary in that if someone is taken off because they're not making the committee meetings, a notice is sent to the LSB chair, and the request is for them to let us know who's on the committee from the LSB. So I guess the only situation where that would occur is if somebody resigns themselves, who is in good standing on the committee, I suppose.
And they are replaced by somebody, and who is...
Okay, so I'll accept that as a friendly amendment. Friendly amendments are really sort of nonsense. We have to vote on all of it, is the truth of the matter. Is there any objection? That would be an amendment to, actually, to Nia's amendment, which is what's on the floor. Is there any objection to that? I have none.
I hate to say this. I'm still unclear as to what the amendment would do. Clarify for me just a little more, Ted. And it's partly due to bad technology and people's voices fading in and out.
I don't think it's mine that you're concerned about, is it? Or is it Nia's?
No. I just want to understand. I want to do this one at a time. I'm unclear as to exactly what your amendment is or what it will do. And like I said, people have been fading in and out, so that's part of the problem.
Okay. The reason for a friendly amendment is because if George accepts it, we don't have to vote on it.
No, I know about a friendly amendment, and I don't believe in such a thing because it's not in Robert's Rules of Order, but I want to know, what does your amendment do?
It provides the information to the PNB committees that there's a new person on the committee that might occur sometime between January and the end of the year, so that they're not ignorant of the fact that a new committee member has replaced an old one.
Thank you, sir. I picked up what dropped out. Thank you very much.
But, okay. Chair, is it not a fact that if somebody drops off or not attending, that the committee chair would let the PNB know, the LSB know?
Yes, they would. So it doesn't really cover that. It doesn't have any effect in that situation.
Okay.
I want to speak against Nia's amendment. I appreciate the sense of it, but I don't want to delay the formation of these PNB committees. And at the worst, an LSB can forward the names of the people who are on from the previous year.
Exactly.
So that it puts some pressure on the LSB to get their act together and to get somebody elected if that's the situation. But it doesn't prevent the committees from meeting. The committees can get jump started right after the PNB meeting
exactly.
in January. So that would be my preference. Anyone want to speak to either Ted's amendment, Nia's amendment, or the main motion?
I want to speak to the motion that we just go to the vote on your original motion.
We have to vote on Nia's amendment first.
I understand.
1 minute.
Is there any objection to voting on Ted's motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to Ted's motion? Hearing none. Ted's motion amends Nia's motion. Is there any objection to going to a vote on Nia's motion? Nia's amendment to my motion, sorry.
Objection to vote on it?
Is there any objection to voting on it now?
No.
Hearing none.
I want to be clear here, Mr. Chair. I object to Nia's motion.
That's okay. I just
voting at it.
That's
no.
fine. That's all I was asking.
That's all I was asking.
So, on Nia's motion, Nia, would you read it again?
Okay.
Are you here?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
LSB chairs will be responsible for getting the names and contact information of everyone on the PNB committees for their local station board, the secretary of the Pacifica National Board, within 2 days after the local station board meeting that follows the Pacifica National Board regular meeting. This reminder will be sent by the Pacifica National Board Secretary to the local board chairs by December 28th of each year.
Okay. So we'll go to a vote on that. Joe, yes. The last part of that is actually the amendment. The first part was my motion. And I'm fumbling here for the list. I'll find it soon somehow, or I'll do it from memory. Joe?
As amended, no.
Let's see. Sean?
As amended, no.
Chris?
No.
George, I vote no. Wesley?
No.
Ted?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nia?
Yes.
Okay, and Vajra, I gather, is no longer here. So, did I leave anyone out?
Yes,
oh,
you keep leaving me out.
I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
It's okay.
Poor Lizette.
Okay. Okay, great. So that's 6-1 to reject Nia's amendment. We now go to the vote on the original motion as it was presented. LSB chairs will be responsible for getting the names and contact information of everyone on the PNB committee from their LSB to the secretary of the PNB within 2 days of the conclusion of the January PNB meeting. Joe?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Chris?
What are we voting on? I'm so sorry. I'll pass.
Okay. Chris is a pass. George, yes. Wesley?
Yes.
Ed?
Yes.
Luzette?
Yes.
Nia?
No.
Chris? Chris, you passed?
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention, and I don't know what we're voting on.
Okay, so you abstain.
Yeah.
Okay, the vote is 6-1. Motion passes. We have 15 minutes. The next item is Chris Condon's, as an emergency cost-saving measure, the position of PD shall be eliminated at all stations.
I object to the consideration of this question.
Wait. I have a motion that's shit. I just want to move that it be referred to the appropriate committee.
Let's see. So, you're objecting it to being an item on this committee. Is that on this agenda? Is that correct, Ed?
Yes.
What
can
number
I say?
Is it?
This is on the original written one. It's number 2.
Can I explain in one sentence or two why I object?
This is I take it a point of order that this shouldn't be on the agenda. Yes, go ahead.
The bylaws, we cannot supersede the bylaws. The bylaws have written in them that there shall be a program director. We can't do this. This is like back to the original issue of tonight.
A point of information, could you cite where it says it in the bylaws for us that are less gifted in the understanding of the bylaws?
Page 22 of 49, it says the specific powers of and duties of the LSB are to select a general manager and a program director.
Page 22, and what was that, Ted? I apologize.
Of my bylaws are 49 pages long. It
right.
is in Article 7,
there you go.
Section, Section 3,
okay.
Letter...
Can I ask?
Letter E.
Can I ask Chris if he was aware of this before he put this motion?
You could ask. If Chris wants to answer, he can. He doesn't have to.
No, I wasn't aware of that, but I would like the motion to go forward anyways and have that question dealt with by the full.
No.
You're in an emergency situation.
Okay, so
I don't.
Ted has raised. Go ahead, Chris.
May I answer? I don't think the bylaw as cited, it refers to the PNB, but it does not mandate one.
Chair?
Yes.
I think this motion should be ruled out of order.
I that is my ruling also, that it is out of order as a governance committee on this agenda. Might possibly be appropriate on the National Finance Committee. But that's my ruling. Does anyone want to object to the ruling of the chair? Okay.
Be sent to the appropriate committee. I think that we're in an emergency financial situation. We have to take emergency measures. And I think that...
Chris, it's been ruled out of order on this committee, but you can certainly talk to your people on the NFC and ask them to bring it up.
I'm not on that.
I know, but somebody is.
Yeah, Chris, there are people on the... You know, talk to Summer.
Well, if you think... Sean, if you think it's a motion with merit, you can bring it up at the PNB.
We'll talk it over, my friend. We'll work it out. Don't worry.
Okay, good. The next item is important. It's probably too important for us to handle here, but let's bring it up anyway and get it at least mentioned, is the question about... unpaid staff organizations.
How much time? I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Excuse me for interrupting. How much time?
We have about 2 minutes for this. I had suggested 10 minutes for discussing what needs to be on the PNB agenda for the in-person meeting. just 2 minutes on this.
2 minutes, okay.
Let me just say, I think this is an important issue. I think it's something we need to take up. I don't think we have time now, unless someone wants to move to extend time again. But the question of whether, in fact, the how to verify that unpaid staff are actually meeting the terms of the bylaws is really the issue, and the bylaws don't really say how to do that, and so I think that's the problem, and I think something needs to be done. I was informed before the meeting began by Brian Edwards Tiekert, I believe it was, that there was something like four collectives at KPFA with 90 members altogether, one of which had 25 members, which had a half an hour once a week program, which seems like a clear abuse of the definition of unpaid staff. So having said that, any suggestion as to what we do about this item?
As to that point, not to necessarily dispute Brian's assertion, but I think it might be useful to get information from the unpaid staff organization at KPFA as to the composition of that statistic.
That may be false, but that's the issue. Whether it's true or not, that there is a perception that that's the case.
Can I make a motion that we go to all of our sister stations and ask them to give us a breakdown, because it was stunning what Brian said in terms of 2 hours of programming having 50% of the votes at KPFA. And Joe, I don't know if that's true, but that's what Brian said, and that is a clear abuse and a disproportionate power on the part of those 2 hours.
Assuming it's true, but I think it's very important to cross-reference that information before making any arguments based on one way or the other.
Make a motion that we go forth and try to retrieve information on this, because without that information, we don't know if there's a real abuse, if these are rumors, so we really need to go station by station and find out what the situation is.
Nia, go ahead. Nia?
Yeah.
By the way, we're at time 40.
We are at time.
I apologize.
We are at time.
Your time apologizes.
There's nothing to be done. There's nothing to be done but take a and I don't know how to implement that exactly, except to say we could ask the PNB to require that kind of information from...
Send out a directive.
The staff organizations.
Yeah, we ask that the PNB send out a directive to all staff organizations asking for a breakdown in terms of membership, time, programming. I mean, I wish I could put it... I wish Brian was here right now, believe it or not.
That's the motion. Is there any objection to that?
No.
This is a point of information for you, George.
Yes.
First of all, there was no motion on this agenda here regarding this thing. It was just something that was being said. And didn't Grace bring this? Isn't the Elections Committee discussing this?
The Elections Committee is discussing it. That's correct.
Right. So that's why this should have been struck. The Elections Committee is already dealing with it.
Well,
this is a policy question. And it is appropriate.
Please, Sean, please. It was addressed to me.
I apologize.
It was addressed to me. I think there are issues for both the elections and governance here, and so I was willing to consider it and would rule that way. But we are out of time on this, and I think there isn't much we can do other than vote on it. So unless people want to move to extend time. Well, hearing no motion to extend time, we'll just take a vote on Sean's motion, which, as I understand it, Sean, perhaps you could read it to us, is if it's written to is
no,
to...
No, I apologize because of the it's off the top of my head, but it is merely a motion to give a directive to the PNB that they seek all relevant information concerning help me here, Joe, concerning staff how do I want to put this? I'm
volunteer unpaid staff.
What I heard was that you're going to ask the PNB to give a directive to throughout the network to identify the collective
right.
and get from them
number
the makeup of that collective.
And the time they're on the radio and their their portion of the vote per station.
John, can I help you with language on this? This is...
Please, Chris, go ahead. My brain is melting.
What we want is each collective identified and named at each station. How many members of the collective? What percentage of airtime do these collectives represent? What percentage of staff electorate do these collectives represent?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it written?
Yeah.
Good.
You're sending it to me, I hope?
Oh, but I will.
Okay, so let's go to a vote on that as it was stated. Joe?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Me? Yes. Ted?
Pass for a moment.
Wesley?
Yes.
Luzette?
Yes.
Mia?
No. This is violation of the bylaws.
Getting back to who passed? Was it Chris?
Ted.
Ted.
I'll abstain.
Okay, so it passes 6-4, one abstention, and one no. Okay, we're out of time. We have about 3 minutes. On the issue of what to bring up for the PNB, actually it's only the items that came up today, I think, that are in play. The others are already coming up on Friday. Let me just go around and everybody say what they think is the most. Which of the items needs to be that's come up today needs to be brought before the PNB at the LA at the San Francisco meeting, the Berkeley meeting.
Oh, are you going to pick them, George, or should we speak out?
No, I'm asking everybody to speak. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go around, Joe.
I'd say Ted's motion and the petition, the recall petition.
And recall, okay. Chris.
Oh, I kind of thought that the whole matter of compensating Grace Aaron for her work was kind of important, but we didn't even get to that.
We didn't get to it.
Is that coming to the PNB in some other form?
It'll be in executive session tomorrow.
Okay, but it's being dealt with in some way.
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you, George. I didn't get that. Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. Sean, what would you like to see at the LSB? At the PNB.
Ted's motion, the staff concerns at KPFA, and the overall question concerning collectives and staff in that. Those are big three, because those are affecting everybody across the board.
Okay. Chris.
What was the question? Oh no! I agree with Joe and John.
Okay. Let's see. Wesley.
Let's go with what we got.
Which of them?
All three.
All three. Actually, there was another one there, which was the one I passed. I like that one. but it isn't urgent. It's certainly not urgent.
George?
Yes?
You know what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking that yours is the most important.
This time, yeah. There's sometimes okay. when I don't, but this time, yeah.
Okay. Any others that you think should be brought up?
I think you have to give a report where you give a quick overview of everything we did, and then...
That's not what's being asked. What's being asked is to bring forth, is to sort of narrow the scope so that we can get through the work of the meeting. So it's a question of priorities. Okay, I got your priorities on that.
Okay.
Let's see, Lizette?
I would go along with whatever the group says. What I want to know, though, is how do we get rid of the ones that we didn't get to? How are we going to deal with those?
I'd like to set a regular meeting. I'll try to do that on the web and see if we can get we've been meeting about every 2 weeks, and we're still not through it. I'll ask first if people are willing to keep on meeting every 2 weeks, and otherwise we'll schedule a regular monthly meeting.
So you're saying item 10 will never get to the in-person PNB?
Item 10 won't get to the in-person PNB through this committee.
Yeah, well, Zeta, you can
raise it yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
No problem. Okay.
Yeah. Nia.
Well, I respectfully say that there's hardly anything that I have agreed that has gone on here. So I know that I do have the right to do minority reports, but I really don't think that we have interpreted and enforced the bylaws the way we should. I think we've done a lot to violate the bylaws as the governance committee, and I think that's not acceptable.
Well, they are a bit of a Rorschach test.
Okay. I have the consensus of the board, and I'll forward that to the PNB. Sorry, the consensus of the governance committee, and I'll forward that to the PNB for the Berkeley meeting. There's actually an opportunity to have a report tomorrow also, and so we'll cover as much as we can of this tomorrow.
Motion to adjourn?
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Is any objection to adjourning? Okay, we are now adjourned.
Good night, everyone, and thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you all.
Good night.